This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings, and none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
It takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. At the top of the show, we played Aqua Viva Las Vegas.
Well, Jade, welcome to 2012.
It's getting scary out there, Dave, isn't it?
It is. But, Jade, you know, the funny thing was you pointed out that on our running sheet it still says 2009.
Yeah, so that's 2009 is when we made that intro that we just played. So
no, that's not right.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Has it really been? Oh, my God.
So we've now had the same intro for 3 years. And
no,
we actually
that's
had.
That's not correct. I don't think that is correct.
We're coming up to our fifth year of doing the show, Dave. So we had a different segment for the first year or so.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh, let's refresh it. And
we gave ourselves a makeover. Yeah, exactly. Because we're a lot like Madonna's off the game.
Yeah.
You know, we reinvent. And I think, you know, Different Strokes has kind of found its mojo, you know, in the last few years. So I'm very happy to be ushering in 2012 and, you know, in the spirit of the new year and, you know, Different Strokes still being in the game.
Without a break, Dave, without a break.
That's right. Because, you know, we have a lot of friends going, oh, you know, why don't you take a break and things like that. But no, we're here, we're queer, and we're staying.
Good luck trying to get rid of us.
Yeah, good luck trying to get rid of us. Programming manager on the phone. But Jade, look, in the spirit of celebrating 2012 and all the exciting things here, we are a media pop culture show, so we like to forecast on the first episode of the year. We like to kind of cast an eye out to see what is it that we're anticipating the most in music, in terms of online and technology, TV and films. So it's going to be massive. It's going to be packed.
Yes. And Dave, we always leave ourselves open to be harshly, like, incredibly wrong too, because we do it so early, you know, like everyone's so full of hope this early on.
I tried to, you know, look back at all the different things that we talk about last year.
Yeah.
And it was really funny because in 2011, I felt like, especially, you know, what you contributed to the show, Jade, you picked a lot of websites and you picked a lot of things that were really bubbling under. And by the time we came to the end of the year, we're kind of like, well, it's not like the Different Strokes bumped in work. It was just like it's taking longer for you know, the masses to realize a lot of things that Different Strokes have pointed out. We can't help it that we're taste-making.
Yeah, we are. You know, in this year, there will be people, you know, covering it on segments like it's the first time it's ever been heard and you know, we'll be going back and pointing out we did it.
Yeah.
You're so 2011.
Okay, so Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, TV, it's a little easier to predict.
You reckon?
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, I feel a lot of pressure with this online stuff, this online segment coming up later, because so much stuff happens during the year that you don't even know is going to be a thing. Like, you know, I was reading through what we did in 2011 and there's so many things in there that kind of became blips. We're not, you know, kind of were big for a week or two. You know, there's always new stuff coming up, and it's just so hard to know.
Whereas with TV, there is a schedule, and it's easy to kind of see what's, you know, who's making a season return, what shows are set to launch.
A longer lead time, you know, because, you know, technology to a large extent still kind of happens behind the scenes, and what happen, you know, what becomes big and what becomes, you know, eventful is so unpredictable.
So let's look at TVs of 2012. What can we expect to be big, according to Jade Gulliver?
Well, Dave, I was interested in a couple of things. There's an animated version of Napoleon Dynamite that is going to start in 2012.
Is this going to be like a Disney Channel thing? What's going on?
I don't like.
Oh, is it like Beavis and Butthead, where it's animated?
Looking at the screenshots, like, there's very limited information about it at this stage. But looking at it, it looks very Beavis and Butthead-y in terms of the animation. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to be looking at something that's kind of in that Family Guy type realm. And, you know, that movie was hugely like a cult hit. They've actually got John Heder, who was Napoleon Dynamite, to do the voice. So I'll be really interested to see how that one pans out.
I think it's a good time because a lot of TV shows nowadays are, you know, there's not as much focus on the animated side. You know, we've seen Family Guy become very big, but I think there's something missing for the market of, you know, people in their 20s, perhaps. Mm-hmm. You know, we want something that's maybe a bit angsty, a bit geeky as well. So I think that's a good.
And there's a lot of rumours that this will be the end of The Simpsons as well. So, you know, that this might be the last season of The Simpsons, which, you know, to think about The Simpsons, you know, that's been running since I was a little kid.
Mm.
You know, that, you know, such a huge.
It's an institution. Yeah. Now, for me, Jade, one of the most important highlights of 2012 in terms of TV would have to be RuPaul's Drag Race season 4. It's actually starting this month. So I'm very, very excited, Jade, to see what goes on, because anyone who's ever watched RuPaul's Drag Race, especially if you've seen season 3, would know that that was the most defining one. So last year, they've absolutely raised the bar. I mean, you can. For a lot of people that came in late and just watched season 3, you know, I would encourage you to
go back and see where it came from.
Yeah. Experience the roots so you can really appreciate how good season 3 was. You know?
And I can verify that because I watched the first 2 episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race and it was bloody awful.
No, Jade, you don't understand it. It's just, you don't understand it. It is great for a few different reasons, but in terms of production and budget-wise, it got much better in season 3. So I can't wait to see what season 4 brings for RuPaul's Drag Race and, you know, the subsequent related shows like Drag U and, of course, Untucked.
Mm-hmm.
There's no plans to air RuPaul's Drag Race in Australia, so I suppose for those of us here have been watching it on the interwebs, we're just going to have to keep doing it that way.
Yeah.
Jade, what other TV shows should we keep an eye out for?
Well, on the returning shows, Dave, I just finished watching season 1 of Game of Thrones. Yes, I am behind. But season 2 of Game of Thrones, and I'm putting that one out there because it was such an epic, it's based on an epic book series. It took me pretty much to the end of season 1 to understand everyone's relationships to each other. Total cliffhangers, and can't wait to see where that one goes.
Now, Jade, I know I've been, you know, fond of reality shows for a while now, but really I've scaled back. Mm-hmm. I really have scaled back.
Mm-hmm.
However, I will have to see the mess that goes down for Big Brother Australia when it returns this year.
Oh, God.
I know you're not down for that,
mm-hmm.
but I actually really enjoyed the first season of Big Brother and the second season of Big Brother when we had it back in the way back.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's been off air for 3 years. It's an opportune time for it to come back on a new network with a new host. I generally prefer it if Gretel had done it. But, you know, we're getting Sonia Kruger, whatever.
Ooh.
Whatever.
That's an interesting. Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I think that enough time has passed for people to kind of get excited about Big Brother again. So I will be watching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the quality will be, whether we'll get some interesting characters.
Haven't we done it all, though, Dave? Like, how do you make that concept more interesting again? There was like 6 or 7 seasons.
Yeah, but, you know, there's always exciting challenges and twists that you can put in when, you know, a bunch of people are living in a house together with cameras, Jade. Mm-hmm. You just have to use a bit of imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to seeing how the new format pans out, and more importantly, how people react to it. I'm that type of person. I like to observe how things go down. So,
Dave, another thing that another show that I heard about that I think has the potential to be quite good. There's this new comedy series that's due to come out in the US. It starts this month in the US. Not sure on a release date here. But it stars Don Cheadle, Kristen Bell, who is famous for being in Veronica Mars, and the guy who plays John Ralphio on Parks and Recreation. It's a show. The show is called House of Lies, and basically it is about sort of consultants. It's based on a book called The House of Lies or whatever. So there's, you know, it runs through they're big scale consultants, and, you know, they basically are out to get money from you, however, you know, consulting on whatever they need.
It is so Jean Ralphio.
Yeah, it is very
that
Jean
character
Ralphio.
On Parks and Rec. So it's so him. I could see it happening already.
People are very excited to have Kristen Bell back on TV.
I don't care for her, but anyway.
Oh, Dave.
Just putting it out there.
You've just completely alienated a large proportion of our listenership, but anyway, continue.
Really?
Yep.
Really? Okay, well.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, I really, oh God, I'm so hesitant with this one, but I have managed to come up with a couple.
Couple to look forward to in terms of online 2012. What can we expect?
Dave, this is more of my wish, personal wish list than like, you know, necessarily anything that I've heard of. But I don't know how familiar you are, Dave, with something called Netflix, which runs in the US. And basically it allows you, you know, you pay for a subscription. In the beginning, it would like, you know, they would mail you out TV and DVD, movies on DVD, right? And then it effectively ended things like Blockbuster, you know, because...
Now, it's a very interesting rent-out system that they have, because is this the one where you get to hire up to three?
Yes, and you create queues, and then, you know, once you put the one back, you know, another one comes in.
So there's no period of time for them to return the DVDs.
No.
You don't have to return it at any time, but you can only take out three at a time. If you want to get more, you have to return...
send one back.
Yeah. But now they're going online, or they've been bigger online, essentially.
So effectively what they did is they launched this online streaming part of their service, which, you know, had this huge uptake, because all you do is you pay for it, you know, you pay a subscription for a year. And it was huge, and they had like a huge publicity issue last year where they had to raise their fees, and they just communicated it really poorly, and it turned into, you know, this backlash type thing. Great service. Didn't explain that the reason why they needed to increase their fees was because, you know, they'd had this huge uptake in online, and that was, you know, more service based, all of those kind of things. But Dave, you cannot get anything like that here.
People are still either, if they want to watch any movies and things like that online, you know, they either buy it from digital outlets like iTunes and, you know, Big Pond or whatnot. But yeah, there's no rental system, is there, Jaden?
No. And, you know, and the streaming of television, like, I just feel like, there's so much opportunity here to actually be able to, you know, stream stuff online and watch TV. I mean, I rarely ever anymore watch TV on TV, but it seems like, you know, there's kind of this weird shift in the culture where I don't think any of the big organizations in the country have actually realized that, you know, maybe they should move stuff online. Like, you know, there's such...
I think a lot of them are, you see, because I don't have cable TV or anything like that. So a lot of the shows that I am likely to watch would be on once on free to air. But just like you, I don't actually watch TV on TV.
Yes.
I like to watch TV shows and episodes when I have the time. So what I do a lot is, you know, like last year we had The Slap, which was huge. I never once caught it on, you know, the ABC when it was on. I actually watched a lot of it online. And I have to say the ABC does a fantastic job of making sure the episodes are up immediately after it finishes airing.
But then they take them down.
Yeah, but after a few weeks.
Yes. So what you need to, like, what I'd like to see is some sort of subscription service here where I've decided, you know, the slap was on last year, whatever. I haven't seen any of it. Maybe I want to go back and find the slap. Mm. I can go to my computer and I can go sign into my Netflix or insert name of other product here. And then I can download it and watch it in retrospect. Mm. That's what I want to see a bit more here, particularly, like, you know, I feel like a lot of the shows we watch, Dave, get kind of chopped and changed on TV. You know, a lot of shows from America, they're on at random times. And if you don't go and find it, you're never going to get to see them live on air. I think there is definitely a market there. And, you know, we're always hearing about this constant new broadband network. Will that change? You know, will we see a video service like that anytime soon?
Amazing. So that's a wish list for 2012.
That is my wish list for 2012. Really interested to see what happens with Google Plus.
Oh, Jade. That thing is still a thing, right?
Yeah, see, there's...
And I think a lot of people are kind of slowly getting onto it. In the last few months, I've seen a lot more of my friends adding me to their circle. So I'm like, oh, so y'all are here now.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I guess the thing for us, Dave, was we were on when it was invitation only. I mean, that sounds like we're, you know, bragging. But we weren't.
VIP, baby.
Yeah, so we were on and, you know, it was, you know, we spent a lot of time on there and, you know, trying to figure this thing out, you know, so we could talk about it on the show and all of that. Now it's open invitation, everyone's allowed in. And then, you know, I've been reading a fair bit about they've opened up like a page, you know, brand pages. So, you know, brands can now go in and create their own Google Plus pages. Will this sink or swim? Will
it really get a second life in 2012?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, Twitter has managed to sustain a lot. You know, Facebook is reigning, right?
No, it's always. I think Facebook has done incredibly well to still be reigning after all this time. So,
and you know, Twitter has managed to find its little niche in the market.
Yeah, and same with Tumblr as well.
Tumblr is the same. Will something like Google Plus find that niche, or will it become just, you know...
Just forgotten.
Yeah, another thing on the trash pile.
You say that it's about pop artist, booth character.
Pop artist, booth character. Forget what you've heard. I do listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, music, go.
Look, 2012 is going to be massive for two of our favourite 90s rock bands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've sporadically dabbled in a bit of Garbage.
Yep.
And a bit of No Doubt.
Yep.
They're both going to be making a huge comeback in 2012.
Well, No Doubt were travelling and touring last year, right?
Yeah, and that album was actually meant to be done. So it's supposed to be, you know, if it came out in 2011, which it was supposed to,
mm-hmm.
would have been their first studio album in 10 years. But for some reason, and you know, judging by their tweets and everything, sounds like it was finalized. They, you know, they reviewed track listings and everything, said it was pretty much done, then it just didn't come out.
Yep.
They wanted a little bit more time to work on it over the end of the year. So they weren't able to push it out right before the end of the year. So it's going to come out now, sometime in the first quarter of 2012. They've worked with Mark Spike Stent, who did their last studio album, Rocksteady, and also collaborated with Diplo and Switch. So it's going to be fierce, Jade.
Mm-hmm.
No Doubt it's going to be back. It's going to, you know, tap into their goodness.
What type of No Doubt will it be? That's what I want to hear.
No, it's definitely not going to be the old school No Doubt. I think it's going to be more rock steady, but just a progression on that. Mm-hmm. That's my feel on it. Garbage. God, I can't even believe how long it's been for them. It actually feels longer for Garbage because...
Well, you know, Shirley Manson has been dabbling in acting.
Has she really?
Yeah, she was in the Sarah Connor Chronicles like 2 years ago now. So
really?
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, Garbage feels like they've been away longer because none of them had like a solo project or anything mm-hmm. that we knew of. So, whereas we, you know, when No Doubt took a break, Gwen Stefani was just literally everywhere. With Garbage, it felt like a long time, but really it's only going to be their first album in 7 years because mm-hmm. Bleed Like Me came out, you know, only like 2005. So, their fifth studio album's tentatively set for an April 2012 launch. So, I think it's going to be meaty. I think it's going to be angsty. It's going to be good old school garbage. So I think their fans, especially their long, long time fans, are going to be quite happy with this.
You know, I mean, Garbage were huge when I was in high school. So to think that, you know.
I think Garbage is very much like the Daria era. You know, it was Garbage, Daria, and all that kind of, maybe Britpop was happening as well then.
Yes. Britpop, yeah.
So Jade?
Gwen Stefani's husband's band, Bush, was happening back
then. Yeah, it was happening back then. Oh, gosh. I mean, it's really great to see them, you know, coming back in a sense, because we've seen a lot of 90s pop bands, you know, come and try to collect some coins in the new century. But really, the comebacks have never felt very authentic or felt very, very...
Are you talking about Spice Girls?
I'm still mad that they didn't come to Australia with that bloody tour. And with All Saints as well. I mean, come on.
Okay, yeah.
Could have tried harder. But anyway, I've been underwhelmed. So let's hope that these two rock bands can bring it. Jade, at the start of every year, we also like to predict what artists are going to be huge. This time last year, we talked about Jessie J being huge.
Yeah.
And she
is.
She ended up becoming huge. So... this year, I'm going to say it's going to be the year of Lana Del Rey. Now, you've probably heard me mention her at some point last year already, because towards the end of 2011, she broke out with her, well, her first proper single, Video Games. And that was just, it just took off in the blogosphere. Like, tastemakers everywhere were gagging for it. Everyone was writing about it. I mean, here in Australia, virtually no promo, still cracked our top 100, which is more than what we can say for Nat Bass.
And she's got a TV show.
Exactly. Hello. Hello. What are you doing wrong?
Yeah.
So Lana Del Rey did very well to, you know, go as far as she did with Video Games. Single debuted at number 9 in the UK. But there's a lot of fascination about her. She is definitely one to look out for in a sense that she has her own flavor that's a bit unique. It's very nostalgic, kind of old Hollywood glamour look and feel. It's a bit moody, a bit like a bad girl Nancy Sinatra. So that's her vibe. That's her thing that's happening. Her album Born to Die is going to come out actually this month. So it's going to be great. We're going to see how people respond to it. And I feel like she could be the Adele of 2012.
Okay.
I'm saying that because Adele's album came out same time last year. And 21 has just blown up.
It owned 2011.
It was Adele owning 2011. That was it. I mean, Gaga was there, but it really was Adele's year. So... Jade, who else is going to be big in 2012?
Well, I went for two local ones, Dave. I've gone for Owl Eyes. So you would have heard Owl Eyes. They she had her EP called Raiders out last year and is promising an album in 2012. This is the thing about indie-ish artists, Dave. Like, they'll say, oh, yeah, we're in the studio type thing, but it's all very vague about what's going to happen when. And then another one that... I think might appeal to you a little bit, Dave, is called a band called Strange Talk, and they've got a song out at the moment called Sexual Lifestyle that you might have heard. They're a bit dance, indie dance pop, and they're saying, it kind of reminds me a bit of Passion Pit, and they're saying they'll be out in 2012 as well with an album.
Now, Jade, we talked a little bit about comebacks before, you know, with No Doubt and Garbage coming back, but I'm sure a lot of pop music lovers would kill me if I didn't mention that Madonna is going to have a new album this year. I mean, it was, I'm going to admit this. I'm not a big Madonna follower.
Yep.
I'm an observer of Madonna. I'm always going to be interested to see what she turns out.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.